Teaching, Elder A. Theodore Tuttle, A. Theodore Tuttle, Conference Report, April 1959, pages 84-85. Once upon a time, so the fable goes, there was a wise monarch who wanted to teach his subjects an important and vital lesson. He said, "Make me a man." They acquired the finest artist in the kingdom who painted the picture of a man on canvas. They took it to the king, but he was displeased and repeated, "Make me a man." They tried other media, sculpture in wood and stone, but to each the king said, "Make me a man." Finally they caught a vision of the king's instructions. They found a man, tattered, degraded. They bathed him, shaved him, dressed him, taught him, and presented him to the king. The king was pleased that they had learned this lesson and said these words, "Next to the God who creates is the individual who saves another. Brothers and sisters, you and I are engaged in and dedicated to the work of saving men's souls. In view of what President McKay has said about youth fitness, I would like to address my remarks to the vast corps of teachers in the church who are saving men's souls in the hope that instruction might improve in the church. For if one teacher increases the level of his competence and ability, that class will improve. And if many teachers improve, all classes in the ward will. And if each of us improves the instruction, the whole church will grow in strength and power and will be blessed. Remember that no class can rise higher than its teacher. The second reason is, that I would like to lead all of us to the source of unfailing inspiration, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Savior's teachings, we find the finest methods used that are known today. We see his objective of changing man's behavior clearly set forth. We find the Savior being acclaimed in authority, because he knew his subject, and likewise we find a knowledge of students put to use in a beautiful way. Teachers, if you would improve your teaching, use and adapt illustrations and examples to fit the present knowledge and experience of your students. May I illustrate? We find in the teachings of the Savior such words as camels, sheep, salt, light, candles, fish, leaven, hens and chickens, lilies, sparrows, things that people knew about and had experience with. He likened the abstract ideas of his teaching to these concrete things that people knew about. His new ideas were related to known facts. Secondly, if you would become a better teacher, learn to answer questions the way the Savior did. He gave direct answers, but equally as often he would ask another question of his hearers. You recall this instance, "Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, "Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Shew me the tribute money." And they brought unto him a penny, and he saith unto them, "Whose is this image and superscription?" They say unto him, "Caesar's." Then saith he unto them, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." I would like to give another example which shows many things about teaching. You recall this instance, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said unto him, "What is written in the law, how readest thou?" And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live." But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves," and then related the story of the Good Samaritan. Now, notice the teaching technique. Teachers, you who make up this vast course of 231,000, and others, for we are all teachers regardless of our position, whether it be president or other officer, notice what the Savior said, "Come, love thy neighbor as thyself." He might just as well have said, "Love thy neighbor as thy wife or husband or son or daughter or uncle or aunt," but he gave it universal application, when he said thyself, for each man loves himself. Each man, however, does not have a wife, a son or a daughter, and thus would not have been included in the Master's teaching. Here we find in the teachings of the Master, a blending of all of the techniques, methods, ideas, that will help us to be effective in teaching the gospel and in achieving the lofty ideals that President McKay has outlined for us to achieve. Thirdly, if you would be a better teacher, teach by the Spirit. You recall that in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Savior said, "And ye are to be taught from on high. Sanctify yourselves and ye shall be endowed with power, that ye may give even as I have spoken." That is the thing that gives strength and power, meaning in life, to our otherwise weak efforts. The fourth thing, is to live your teachings. William E. Barrett, who is vice president of Brigham Young University, once remarked that many years ago there was a Danish immigrant who taught his class. Though he spoke in broken English, his life was such that you could warm your hands by the flame of his testimony. Remember, Teachers, you cannot give away that which you do not possess. Study the life of the master. You do not have to have a college degree to be an efficient teacher, but you do have to become acquainted with the life and teachings of the master to be an effective teacher in the church. Teachers of the church, there is an eternal extension of the power and influence of a good teacher. May we live so that we may teach by the Spirit, so that the youth of the church might pattern their lives after the life of the master. I am grateful for his life and mission. He lives. He directs the brethren who direct this church. This is my humble witness, and I bear it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.